Beautiful high pressure and control over interior New York and New England early this morning, with a crisp and cool start in many locations, back into the 40s and lower 50s. A brilliant sunrise will lead to mostly sunny skies through the morning and into the afternoon, and temperatures will turn around nicely today. And on the heels of a southeast breeze, we will climb through the 60s and into the middle 70s on average for afternoon highs. The humidity will remain in check, making it a comfortable afternoon. Overnight tonight, with that high pressure center overhead, it'll be mostly clear and relatively cool, with lows once again back into the 40s and lower 50s. This will set us up for another dry day tomorrow, with a mix of sun and clouds as a low pressure system rides up but well off the eastern seaboard, and temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few more clouds hanging around on Wednesday, but still plenty of sun to get us back to the mid-70s before a front begins its approach to the region on Thursday. Skies will be mostly cloudy on Thursday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible as the front moves through, with highs into the upper 70s. Even cooler air behind this next front on Friday, lower 70s, with a mix of sun and clouds and staying in the 60s over the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of the southwestern United States as monsoonal moisture will combine with moisture from post-tropical storm Norbert to produce numerous showers and thunderstorms. Up to 1 to 3 inches of rain in normally dry locations may cause flooding near small creeks, dry washes, and burn scars near steep mountainous terrain. Rock slides and debris flows are also possible in steep terrain, in addition to erosion of gravel and dirt roads. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Maria di Luigia, Italy, at 12:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Baltimore, Maryland, at 7:34 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility with a few scattered clouds and some fog at 53 degrees with the dew point of 51. 93% relative humidity, north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 56. The average temperature, 67, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 17 hundredths of an inch, which is 53 hundredths below normal. And 26.95 inches for the year, which is 1/10 of an inch of precipitation above normal. There were 2 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 63, that's 40 above normal, and 630 for the season, which is 64 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 93, set in 1945, and the record low, 34, in 1978. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:18 p.m., 12 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Sunny and seasonably mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the mid-70s, clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, sunny and seasonably mild today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny, seasonably mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, seasonably mild today, with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the mid-70s. More clouds on Thursday, scattered showers and possibly a few thunderstorms in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s on Friday. A bit cooler for the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, middle to upper 60s, and mostly sunny in the upper 60s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.